This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I was interviewed about the show and had someone try to understand what it was, and it seemed really difficult for them to grasp the concept that it was just a podcast that was longer than the normal Nerd Talk. Anyway, from the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King, broadcasting from Siege's future bedroom. He's now officially the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor, Brandon from the laundromat.
Yes!
So, good about that. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, I've had to use a laundromat once.
Yeah? Only once?
Yeah, only once in college. I think a laundry machine broke and I had to use the laundromat. Worst experience of my life. Never go
back.
Wait,
is that a euphemism? Only once in college?
I want you to know.
I could not stretch it.
I want you to know that I've used a laundromat more times in Japan than you have in your life.
Oh, guess what, guys? Greg's been to Japan.
Twice.
A laundromat, like depending on what part of Japan you go, the laundromat is just like...
it's a hole in the wall, and I put my wiener in it. And
gets washed and comes back to him shiny and sparkly.
I say the washing machine is just a washing machine, but the dryer is just a robot bent over, spreading its butt cheeks.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for gratification, the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege from the internet.
Niola, Wan Shang, howdy, Chilama.
It's Siege is going to accidentally learn Chinese, just like
dude. I'm in live chat rooms with Chinese people like all the time. Like when I'm driving, I'm in live chat rooms and they're speaking English and I'm trying to learn Chinese at the same time. So I'm actually picking some stuff up, which is weird.
All right. Well, there you go. That's how we got Neola out of this. And yeah. I had to explain to someone today, Siege, about how I get when I wake up in the morning. We were talking about our morning routines. We like work early in the morning and the morning routines. And I was like, well, there's always the part where I wake up and I open up my phone to see the person on the podcast who doesn't have hours that we can figure out. And the sometimes many, sometimes singular videos from Chinese TikTok.
Yes, exactly.
That sounds weird. And I was like, yeah. It takes a while to get used to, but you know, it's good. Anyway, hi, Siege. You okay?
Yeah, man, I'm good. You know what? That actually reminds me. I saw a video on Xiao Hongshu, the Chinese TikTok, Red Note.
Is that what they say at the end? Did they say Xiao Hongshu?
Yeah.
At the end?
Yeah. No.
Instead of having the little doo-doo-doo.
Yeah,
that little vroom from TikTok. It's Xiao Hongshu. So I saw a video
of TikTok is like, data, give us your data.
Yeah, give us your data. Red Note's like, we don't care about your data. We don't care. We're very nice here.
We're worried about your social score.
Yes. I saw a video, and I just sent a link in the chat to you guys, of a bird. And I could not stop looking at this bird and laughing hysterically. Of course, I was on mushrooms at the time. But I thought it looked like Brandon.
Oh. I'm the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor. A bird's making fun of Brandon.
Yes.
I went to the laundromat.
Little arms come out from under the wings. Start twiddling.
To describe this, it looks like a very pretentious pigeon with a big red beak. And then what looks like a long
whimsical
white
mustache. Yes, sir.
Is it Thalen? Is that what it could be, Brandon?
Yeah, the Thalen. Eyebrows. It's their eyebrows.
In the Stormlight Archive, the Thalens grow their eyebrows so long that they style them back into their hair. And pretty neat. Anyway,
that's cool. Give me boner spren.
And helping us behind the scenes, not with the boner sprint, and
speaking
then
schooling
us at the end with a handful of celebratory gravy. No, that's not right. Celebratory whiskey. He's Sean Davey Gervin.
That's $100 for that celebratory gravy.
Celebratory gravy is officially the best euphemism of all time.
Yes.
I like it. I mean, I just like it as a concept of not being perverted. I like
celebratory gravy. Sounds like if you know how, like, when romance authors write romance novels, they always come up with like new ways to basically say the gross stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it does sound like, and then he covered her in his celebratory gravy.
Gravy.
She was plump and moist, and he covered her in his celebratory gravy. Fresh out of the oven.
What's funny is I hate bringing this back to Xiao Hongshu again and all my Chinese friends, but somebody that I actually became friends with over there is also a voice artist in China, and she does the English language reads for some of these Chinese romance novels, and she was reading them. Like, we were going live and we were talking back and forth, and she's reading some of these things, and celebratory gravy is probably exactly the phrase that they would use in something like that. It's unbelievable.
This kind of ruins my buddy Cool Keith for me, because he'll go to this Chinese food restaurant on his way to events, and he'll take, I don't know if he gets like some sort of food or something, but he'll get a gravy shot, and he'll take literally a drink of gravy. Nice. And if you're saying celebratory gravy and then a gravy shot, like, there's definitely a subreddit for that. So
yeah,
sorry,
gravy shots.
So you get $100 after it, or before?
If he keeps it down.
Does he have to give somebody $100?
That's about more likely. All right.
How much money does Greg get?
None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially what we even get right. You can hop on to the internet and tell a friend, write a review. You could tell a friend in person, too. That'd be great. Write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege or Brandon at the laundromat, nerdtalkplus.com. to join in. We actually have some answers to our questions, plural, of the week.
Oh, the main question that I remembered to actually of the week. Oh, yeah, that's
right.
I got it. Cool. Glad. Thank you for
If I had
dog.
Buttons, I would have hit it.
You don't have buttons because you can't be trusted. Just like
that's on you, dog.
Go get yourself some buttons.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the questions of the week, the one that we threw out there last at the end, which was basically, what human body trait, not something that you train, but something that your body just does, would you like to have as a human record? And we threw out several interesting things. None of us actually came up with a conclusive answer as to what we want, but we did get some answers on the internet, which let me see here.
And like, these are things like, somebody somewhere out there is the person who has had the longest fart, or the most violent sneeze, or whose body odor smells the best, or potentially worst. And so, like, if you could have that record, if you found out that it was you, you might be sad about it, because it might be embarrassing that you have the worst butt smell in the world. But it might also be awesome that you have the cleanest teeth. So,
dude, best smelling person I've never thought about that until now, and that is officially the record that I would want.
Just oh, so you're changing it from the one that you answered on the internet?
What did he say on the internet?
On the internet, he said least he wanted friction,
or most friction from a mustache.
I mean, could have been. He actually put the least amount of poop to wipe up after every time he goes poop.
Yeah,
the cleanest butthole post
says the guy with no bidet, obviously.
Right?
Yeah. I may have written that comment from a point of weakness.
From a moment in time on the toilet where he was wishing he had a bidet.
Where I was like, come on!
The tears dripping from his eyes. We're typing it out on his phone for him.
Yeah. If only this moisture was from the bidet.
So I mean, for $35, dude, you could be in a whole different ballgame. Like,
oh, I thought about you guys. I'm sorry that this is derailing a bit, but just
oh, are you?
Briefly, I thought of, yes, I am. I thought about you guys yesterday. I was showing a house, and I walked right past this one room, and the family.
You guys like centaurs? Is that what you said to them?
Yeah, exactly. They walked into this bathroom, and one of them goes, "Oh, fancy toilet!" And I like stopped where I was and ran back to that room because I had to see what she was talking about. And it was a fancy toilet. It was like one of the super bidets that you get at like a Four Seasons or like a nice
a washlet.
Japanese hotel. Yeah, it was like the white noise making seated heat type deal, or heated seat type
toilets
deal.
Toilets that make white noise?
Oh, yeah, it like turns on.
You have like river noises?
Potpourri in there going. And,
that's incredible.
Yeah, it was one of those deals, and the house was not, the toilet might have been the nicest thing in the house. Like, the toilet was half the house's value, probably.
Still went.
But these people had their priorities straight.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
Unlike Brandon.
Speaking of getting your priorities straight, Brandon is now wanting to be the best smelling person, which, you know, I can say, dude wipes. Minty fresh. Free toothpaste your butthole. the Guinness Bodily Records and we put this actually out on our Instagram. I put up one of those little polls where you could just send an answer back in the story. Our Instagram
at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And the responses we got, Elizabeth wanted the quietest pee. our friend
How
Eric,
awesome.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Like the tinkle is the least tinkly.
Yeah. There's like just a straight stream, just no noise.
Not a gay stream. Get out of here. What is this, Pride Month? No, that got canceled. I forgot that we canceled that as a country.
Oh, boo. Bring it back. Eric wanted to be able to jump the highest, which, come on, man, think outside the box.
Yeah.
Sunny wanted to hold her breath the longest and deepest, like, under diving pressure. Kyle wanted the ability
that's how you survive a Dutch oven. Was being able to hold your breath the longest.
Speaking of Dutch ovens, Kyle wanted the ability to squeeze his ass cheeks closed for the longest amount of time. And in parentheses, he put, I have a long commute.
Also, so, he's on his way to prison.
He's trying not to hit the chart.
That would be like a really good. That'd be like a very useful. I'm sure that's something you could train. Not saying that like he shouldn't have used that record, but that does feel like something that you could train.
I feel like, you know how we've talked about super abilities before, where you have a superpower, but there's a flaw that comes with it.
Yes.
Whenever you teleport, you crap your pants, and so you run your own UPS business by like just telling them to have a toilet in the middle of a big wide open room, and then you just like land there, and as you crap, then you like are holding the package that they were supposed to bring or whatever. It feels like. I feel like a much lesser version of that for me is, like, I can really... I'm, like, the master of my butt domain. Like, I can really hold off. However, I do make a lot of errors when I think it's going to be something else. Like, I have to reset the chart.
Your spidey sense is not...
you have the capability, but not the control.
Well, it's not... Sort of, yes. It's the idea that I'm like, yeah, I kind of got to poop. And then I'm like, well, I'll be home by like 7. And it's like 3 in the afternoon. I'm like,
Trust that fart at 3:30.
No, but then it's like 9 a.m. And I'm like, I feel great. And I'm like, oh, Uh-oh. That wasn't a good one. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. This is a terrible thing to talk about.
Teacher brother would get off of the school bus and walk down to the house. And then as soon as he walked into the house, he would sprint to the bathroom because he would not poop at school.
Playing it cool out of the school bus. Like, I'm cool, guys. Don't worry about it. Gets inside. Like,
man, look at that guy's walk. He's got some swagger. He's like, no.
That is a cork.
Them cheeks is clamped.
Yeah, he's got a turd honking.
To finish us out here, Jerry wanted those strong fingers from the card throwing guy. I can just imagine what you do with those fingers, strongest fingers. My friend Miguel would like the longest fart that you had already previously mentioned.
That's great, Miguel. Right on. Is Miguel a stand-up comic that I maybe follow?
No, Miguel is actually a member of the Corndog Squadron. He lives in Indiana and he's a frequent listener.
Hey Miguel, thanks, man. We appreciate you. Yeah, Neola.
Yes, and last but not least, it was pointed out to us that none of us actually chose our own bodily function, except Brandon has already done that.
I think it was a time crunch. I think that's what ended up happening. Yeah. Is that? I think.
Have
best
you guys had any more thoughts about
sweat?
This?
Sounds good. I think that'd be cool.
Best sweat. That's cool.
Best sweat.
Yeah.
Best tasting sweat.
Yeah.
Wow. Not even like fragrant. Like you could smell like ass, but like taste like passion fruit lemonade. Good.
I want it to be. Now, this is where I get into to make it ridiculous. I mean, it's already ridiculous, right? But like, I want it to be to each person's taste. So if like your favorite thing is pepperoni pizza, and you give me a lick, you're like, man, pepperoni pizza.
So it's like a Willy, pheromone it's like a sweat.
It's like a Willy Wonka type situation.
Yeah,
like, all the it's except
Willy
not
Wonka
kids,
sweat.
Not
that's
kids
what I want.
You. Yeah, you want
Willy Wonka sweat. Amazing.
Yeah, that'd be, and then like. But it doesn't work on me is the problem. How about I taste like something I don't like then? So that way I'm not just like constantly
cilantro.
Trying to lick my own dog. Yeah, it is cilantro. You're right.
Man. Me, easy. Highest force ejaculation.
Whoa. Actually,
like, when you say force ejaculation, like you like do this.
Yes.
Out of your hands, Obi-Wan shoots.
It's like I'm thinking about Brandon from across the country. He's in an open house.
He's using mage hand. Oh no.
Mental Dutch rudder. Yes, exactly, gravy. Oh.
No, don't read that, please. I don't want to be.
I like the strongest force ejaculation, but he can only do it to force ghosts. It's just like
wait, he can and horse
Hayden
ghosts.
Christensen.
Obviously, force ghosts and horse ghosts.
Oh,
thus centaur ghosts are also grandfathered in. Gravy, is the thing that you wrote what yours is? Because
that was
no. Okay, do you have one? Like I don't.
Yeah, that's his thing.
I think I would want perfect hair. I think I'd want to like no matter what happened, like you just like shake your hair out, and it looks perfect all the time. Because I have nice hair, but it's like takes a lot of maintenance. No, I think best tasting sweat is better. Okay,
that's good. I'd be licking Greg all the time.
Yeah, I'd be used to it too.
More than I do.
There'd be
now.
So many sexual assault lawsuits I'd be involved in. That'd be awesome. I'd be just suing everybody.
Hell yeah!
I'd be so rich just from suing people for licking me. Ah, it'd be great.
Speaking of Gregor's relationships, we did get a comment on Spotify on our most recent episode of The Ancient Floridians.
Oh, cool.
Where we got a couple. First of all, Brooke Arbean, thank you, says, congratulations, Gregor. Karate chop!
Yeah!
And then our friend Eric Perry, and I, again, don't remember anything we say on any of the previous podcasts.
Same.
Eric Perry said, now shipping Gregor with Chewbacca mom to make this happen.
What did we say?
Because... We were talking about,
couldn't you have a Chewbacca kid or something?
Yeah,
what were
like
we
making
saying?
A Chewbacca, a Chewbaby.
How do we get
Chewbaby? Oh, because it was, weren't we doing it with Ska or something?
I mean, I'm down to incorporate Ska. I don't
Chewbacca Ska, baby. Thank you to our listeners who listen more than we actually do. So if you could please write back to us and tell us what the hell we said.
Could you put regarding?
Oh, this makes me so excited. So Gregor texted me and told me that he's beginning the fifth book of the Stormlight Archive, which is the series that we've been reading. And it just reminds me that after this, you will likely move into the Mistborn series, where the a large like the subclass of people, like the lower class of people. As a reminder, I know we've talked about
podcasters
this in a previous episode.
Yes,
yeah. The lowest class of people,
white guys,
white
podcasting.
Male podcasters, is a race of people called the Ska, which
they live in the Star Wars universe and only listen to jizz music,
soaking up the jizz.
How did you deliver that? That was incredible.
Wow.
I can't even imagine.
Great reactions, yeah.
Wow.
I question the guy with the buttons.
Yeah. I was told that I could have buttons, but I want to be. But I've got to like get it sorted out at home here. They like just installed something, so I think I might have buttons too. So it might just be Brandon and the non-talking Gravy that has it. Gravy says, "I just want to be one of those freaks that can hear a song once and be able to play it on guitar or piano right away."
This just seems like we're talking about mundane superpowers, not bodily
world records
anymore.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a brain thing, I guess. Sure, like, yeah, I want you to be literally the best at it, though. That's
maybe
the thing.
If you could fart it out.
Yeah, there you go.
now there's something.
Play the piano with my butt.
So this is really good. This is good that we're talking about this because this is officially our Guinness World Records episode to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. That happens on the 17th at time of recording. It's actually 3/11 day, so we should be getting high and listening to or kicking a beanbag around. No, a
That's
hacky
good.
Sack around. But
I'm on mushrooms.
Earlier, you were on mushrooms, right? That was when I was on mushrooms earlier, you said.
I mean, earlier, now, whatever.
What's the difference?
Time is an illusion.
10 seconds ago was earlier.
I mean, to be fair.
I used to do drugs. I still do.
I used to. But I'm still real high. Avoiding my work that I needed to be doing for other things, like my yearbook responsibilities for the school, and instead reorganizing my plants. It's cool. It's macro dosing, says Gravy.
He's accurate. He's accurate. What did I eat? 8 of them?
Brandon's picture is frozen. I hope that that's just
he looks awfully sassy in that picture too.
I got real distracted by what I was saying versus what
yearbook
Gravy.
Avoiding work. Oh yeah, doing stuff.
And so I was like looking. I have all these like I have like plant grow lights and stuff. And I was like, why am I not growing weed? Like, why don't I have a weed plant? Like, that would be so dumb. So then I started looking up how to get seeds. Like, back in the day when I was in college and we smoked pot all the time, you come across seeds all the time, no big deal. Why didn't, like, I just need a few seeds and then I want to turn it into a plant and see if I can make some weed or whatever. Like, it's legal. I think that,
Greg?
What's that?
I think it's just Greg on this one.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
See, this is what happens.
He's like hyper frozen, too. That's the best.
Yeah, this is what happens when you macrodose, Greg.
We should have all pretended.
Nope, yeah, I thought it was just me because I'm like, you know, whatever, but.
Not blinking the best we can.
Oh, did I lose internet?
Yeah, poor Greg.
Look at his supple lips.
He doesn't have lips.
I know, but still, they look supple in there. Dibs on the ginger for Irish Day. Aw, he disappeared. Aww. Look at it, it's still actually recording. So, like, when he jumps back in, and when he listens to this afterwards, he's going to hear all of this.
Which part of Greg's body would you eat first?
Oh, man.
Dude, have you watched Yellow Jackets?
I have to go with the thigh. I haven't watched it yet.
The thigh?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. See, what's, I mean...
His internet died.
What is Yellow Jackets? What is
so
this?
So, it's It takes place in 1996 and 2024, and it's a airplane full of girls crash in Canada, and
Look
they're stuck in the woods for 19 months.
Look, Gravy's taken over the show since you've been gone. So
yeah, and things happen where people have to be eaten.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, Gravy's taking over the show, and you're like, yeah, and things happen.
Yeah,
it's still recording, so whatever. Anyway, watch
when
Yellow Jackets.
Back,
the first season is on Netflix, and it's totally worth it.
Real story? True story? Based
No. It's fiction. It's fiction.
I wish.
I mean,
they're literally flying from New Jersey to Seattle, and their plane crashes.
In Canada?
in Canada.
I can think of a scenario where Gravy's like,
hey, we're recording.
I'll beep it. There we go. I have no idea what's going to happen now because I dropped out. And
no, it was recording the whole time.
No, it was recording us. It'll pick you back up just like a multi-track, just with a space and already lined up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wee little horsey lad says Brandon's name there. I just noticed it right now. So anyway, it's today we're celebrating the Irish holiday of St. Patrick's Day.
And, dibs on the redheads.
If you're not following the guy who's follow me, I'm delicious, Garrett Noon or whatever his name is. He's an Irish comedian.
Oh yeah, that guy's hilarious.
And he was like, "We're really getting ready for, we have to really like focus hard to be ready for St. Patrick's Day, the year that we help you celebrate your own alcoholism at our BS or whatever, a way that you can get out racist stuff against fellow whites or whatever." I was like, "Yeah, all right, cool." So anyway, we do a segment called Guinness Time where we look at Guinness World Records. And I thought, hey, we should I said this last week, one of us remembered and then told the other three, with no time left that we should drink Guinness while we do this episode today. And so welcome to the St. Patrick's Day episode of both Nerd Talk Plus and Guinness Time. That was lovely. Those Peruvians really do Irish music well.
So good.
Yes.
Oh, listen to that. Asmer.
Uh-huh. I can't hear it, but it looks nice. Oh, I can hear it now.
Oh, yeah. Put it right next to your face.
Probably be able to hear it better if I wasn't talking.
All right. I learned this from the internet, from TikTok, obviously, like Brandon said. Wow, I don't know if that, that was before the show or whatever, but it'll now settle, and in a minute I'll have a perfectly poured Guinness.
Great head, Greg.
So if you, thank you. It's if it's reciprocated, I taste delicious, okay? Like, that's amazing.
The best. Why is it so sweaty?
Some say I'm the best tasting in the world.
Are there sweat glands?
I only sweat from my penis.
Are there sweat glands on your penis? I feel like...
I think they're in the area, and then it just kind of rubs around. I think that's...
Yeah, okay.
Because,
okay.
Like, I got out of karate today, that's and I definitely had wet ween, but it wasn't from, like, you know, like wienering.
The ween, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
My instructor...
Wait.
Yeah, to dip,
this is
dip
a separate story,
milk.
Right? This is like period,
so my instructor,
space,
me,
new paragraph.
Give me wet ween. No. My instructor the other day, we're black belts now, so we're, you know, we're pretty badass or whatever. And he says, hey, couple things. You need to touch each other's faces. And I was like, all right, well,
go on.
Start touching his face. Like, not now. I'm like, okay, come here. No, don't run away. Come back. And you need to be wearing groin protection because you should be actually kicking each other lightly in the junk.
In the nuts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so,
how's that work for you, human bruise?
I'm not supposed to get contact, and I do, and it has to, like, in class it's fine because I, like, can, we know the limits or whatever, but, like, my ex is very worried that I will get hit in the spleen and then not have a spleen and die, which she's worried. I'm hopeful.
Yeah. So you're like, that's a feature, not a bug.
Thanks to Sean Gravy Gervin for using one of his 7 allotted Googles as the person who's supposed to Google everything we say to find out. I don't know why we decided on that rule, but anyway, yes, the penis has sweat glands.
Perfect.
So my wet ween was from that, not from Siege's imagination. Okay, so.
Not from your karate instructor, like you were yep. about to say.
My old karate instructor was such a babe, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. How's the penile bruising? How's that work for getting kicked in there? Does that
look at that. It settled
look
perfectly.
At that.
Perfect Guinness.
Perfect head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's nice.
I want to suck on that.
Mm.
Wow, Siege gets real aggressively sexual when you give him when he macro doses.
My body is warm. I feel very good.
To be fair, I said he's just a meat vessel for gratification at the top of the show, so I guess that's I guess that works out okay.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
From the technology world, I'd like to make a recommendation for everybody. Ooh. If you are a iPhone user. I'm sure they have it for the other phones as well. I'm a photographer by hobby, and I utilize this website called Peak Design. It's a company that makes stuff. You might remember Luigi Mangione had a backpack from Peak Design when he did the alleged bang, bang, bang. And someone decided that Peak Design was the people that gave away his identity, even though they were like, we did not do that. They had to send out a whole, like, they, like, ruined the business for these people for, like, the holiday season. It was terrible. Anyway, I needed a new iPhone case, and I ordered one today, or last week, and it came in today, and it's from them, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely great. It's got, like a texture, like a fabricated texture. And then it's got this, like, the square thing where you can hook in, like, better gear if you want to, like, put in, like, a tripod and stuff like that to put your phone on. It, like, clicks in via the magnet part of the iPhone. What's that called? I don't remember. Maglev technology, probably. No, I'm going to call it Maglev. But
yeah,
and then it's got
better.
This thing where Maglev. It's, like, I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's, like,
Look at that. It's like a kickstand.
Oh.
It's not, and it's for like, putting a finger in there. It's, like, a ring on the back. So you can hold so you can be high on mushrooms and finger your phone, or you can hold your phone better when you're trying to do stuff. And then when you, like, take it out, it just slaps right back down, so it doesn't, like, stick up at all. It, like, lays flat. And
I feel
so
bad for a strong finger guy.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, I don't know if it,
who was that, Jerry? Jerry, strong finger guy.
I don't know. I think Jerry might be too powerful. Sorry, Jerry.
They put one finger in there for Jerry.
Well, there's I'm gonna leave that where it sits. That's fine. Yeah. But anyway,
you, like, clip that on your
review.
Belt like a dad.
I wonder if there's a belt adapter. That'd be pretty.
There should be a belt adapter, except it should be a belt buckle adapter.
So sure, so I can wear it right in the front.
Right in the front.
And then I'm going to put I'll put an image of mistletoe as my lock screen, and then it'll just be like.
I was going to say you can make your screen a picture of, like, a ridiculously large brass belt buckle or something like that.
With an arrow pointing down,
yes.
Like ladies. Yeah. anyway. I would never do any
just
of that.
A, it's
by
just
the way.
A picture of a penis.
Yeah,
it's a penis on top of a penis.
It's an X-ray of a penis.
I need help, please. just a penis sweat gland. Yeah. it has sweat glands. Arrow down.
It's just a text that says penis has the sweat glands.
It's like one of those informational placards that you get on like nature walks.
The blue plaque on like the historic buildings.
Yeah. One thing I've learned from this episode. What did we learn this week? That I can definitely have a multitude of sayings if I can just get the belt buckle adapter for my phone's case. So shout out to Peak Design if you can get designing a belt buckle attachment for me. That'd be so cool. Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyway, I've poured a Guinness and. We've played the Guinness intro music. Brandon couldn't wait to pour that Guinness. He was like talking about how he needed a direction before the show.
And he has just finished his first one.
Fun fact about Guinness is that it's one of the lowest calorie beers, and it is also one of the lowest alcohol ABV beers. And so, like, I think it's 4.6 ABV or something like that. So it's like less than 4.1. It's like less than like a Coors Light or something like that.
Mine is 4.2.
Oh, boy.
Look at you.
And then, low in calories, so if you're worried about being a fat dad, then like you can that could be one of the things that you can consider. And
also cures back pain.
Also cures shyness. So yeah. And also makes you say racist things about white people on St. Patrick's Day.
Hi.
So, yeah. So should we do one?
I should go get another I'm gonna go get another Guinness. I'll be right back.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Okay, I'm running.
No, take your time. It's fine. We can just giggle. Siege can continue to make me feel uncomfortable, and we can keep going.
Cage is just like, oh, you're done already? He's like, no, I'm getting more beer, going back to the garage.
Yeah, I'm going to be a bigger mess when I get back. It's going to be... Hope you're ready for some disappointing sex later.
It'll be sweaty.
Better than none.
And we're back.
Check out my sweat glands, babe.
Oh, that was such an easier way to open that. I'm such a dumbass.
With the bottle opener or just using
the way that I used the bottle opener correctly this time made it so much easier to open.
I saw you trying to open it like a wine cork the first time, and I was like, what are you doing?
I just don't drink.
Which one of you is on mushrooms? Like,
both of us.
I wish. We should do an everyone's on mushrooms episode since we don't have to release it if we don't want to. Mushrooms are illegal. We would never do any of that, obviously.
How is criminy stuff that occurs in nature illegal?
Well, the FCC has an opinion about that, and yeah, so do the advertisers, and so does my boss. So yeah, mushrooms are bad, everybody.
We're not on the air now.
Well, anyway. So I still enjoy the while you guys don't get paid, I still enjoy getting paid to be employed. So.
Time is an illusion.
Well, okay. Fine, I guess.
So is money.
All right. Well, wow. It's not an illusion. It's 24 lines of coke. 7 more lines of coke. Wow.
Right. World record for lines of coke.
What's the youngest person who's ever achieved nuclear fusion?
Oh.
On their own.
Wait, they are nuclear fusion?
This is not a best body function joke. This is not a Guinness World Record.
This is a Guinness World Record.
This is a girl's world record.
This is a girl's world record.
Is this a girl world record?
Just kidding. Girls have never gotten fusion. Idiot.
It's science, so
I mean it's
we ended DEI, guys.
Did we,
this isn't called Dead Inside Moms.
Don't we have like a physicist, like a doctor of physics listener that is a woman who listens to our show?
Oh,
or something like that.
Dang, that sucks. We just went hard on we'll just erase all that.
Listen to the disclaimer. No. And
did you know that we have a female scientist? Isn't that great? We're so supportive.
Did you know that?
Play the disclaimer.
I am a woman, so I'm not.
Boy, this is not getting better.
No, it's not.
Make it worse.
Anyway, youngest person to ever create nuclear fusion. Nuclear. Did I say nuclear?
Nuclear
I think. Yeah.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Does anyone want to guess? Say
like, oh, yeah. 6 months.
43?
17.
43, 17, and 6 months. Well, with 1 point on the board, congratulations to Siege.
This is so dumb. I win.
I don't think I've ever heard Siege properly like laugh like he's out of control.
I'm having a good time.
We're having a good time. Well, from the Guinness World Records, 12-year-old boy achieved nuclear fusion in his playroom and then got a visit from the FBI.
Whoa.
His karate sensei came over.
And then this, never mind. Can't say that.
Yeah, thank you.
How does one do this?
Jackson Oswald from Memphis, Tennessee wasn't like other USA.
Of course it's Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee, USA. Wasn't like other 12-year-olds. What? He had the tastiest body sweat in the world.
One day I had the only world record he holds.
One day I had a sudden epiphany. I realized that I could be the absolute best at whatever video game, but in the end, it would still wouldn't mean much. In the grand scheme, what a dork. In the grand scheme of things, video games had no role to play, so I changed my ways immediately. I switched to the closest thing to video games in real life, science. Oh my God, this kid's never had to pay a bill in his life, obviously, because no one talks like this.
And he's never getting laid.
Jackson's efforts paid off in 2018 when just 2 hours shy of his 13th birthday, he became the youngest person to achieve nuclear fusion. Is he dead now? Because that seems like what would happen if you... Wait, fusion is where you smash them into each other. Fission is when you make the atomic bomb happen.
Yeah.
Fusion is Spider-Man 2. Fission is that episode that I made people mad on a few months ago.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Correct.
Dang, can you guys name one thing that you did well when you were 12? Like something that you're proud of? I mean, Brandon like choked on a donut and crapped his pants in January wearing shorts.
That's how old I was, yeah.
Okay.
So what happened? Did he beat it until he was as hot as the sun?
I'm not going to click the link in the bio to find out more. Okay?
To think that you can, like in my fifth grade class, I could have been choking on a donut and crapping my pants at the same time.
And you created nuclear fusion.
It didn't happen at the same time, but it did happen in the same day.
Yeah, sure.
But there's causality between them. Yeah. There could be a kid sitting across from me being like, that kid's an idiot. I'm going to go home and do science that old people do.
I'm going to go home and do fusion.
I'm going to go home and do a fusion. And then if I told you...
That's your brother running off the bus.
Swaggering up the front staircase.
What are you doing? Fusion?
Shout out to Steven. Sub
Dummy. What's up, Dummy?
Sub Dummy. Oh, yeah. Tell your sister brother I said hey.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay.
Brandon's over that joke, apparently, which means we should triple down on it.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, if you would just tell her I said hey, like, it would end.
You actually should. Can you, like, FaceTime her?
Yeah, but she would be like, oh, you do a podcast? Like that
even
is
better. We get a new listener.
There
maybe.
You go, man. Boost the numbers.
Trying to grow the show here, Brandon.
It's the last time I texted Olivia. Let's see what she says.
I know.
Just say my friend Siege
now.
Says what's up. Just text her that.
Tell her Siege says what's up.
No context. Just take a picture of the screen of us podcasting. Hey, four white guys. It's not me. It's that guy. Am I pointing towards Siege on your screen?
Oh, this is great. This is good. Yep, she's going to say...
What?
Hold on, I screwed that up. Dang it.
He sent it to the wrong number. Hey, tell your mom I said what's up.
I'll never forget hanging out with Brandon, his wife, his baby, and his mother, and it was during the pandemic, and we were at the mall, and there was all of us wearing masks, and then Brandon's mom wasn't wearing a mask, and I was like, what is wrong with your mother? It's like, is she... Siege, by the way, there was a pandemic... and I realized it didn't hit Florida, as you explained to me.
I thought that was a TV show.
Everywhere else.
That's a great picture.
It's a great picture.
Okay, it's perfect.
Hold on. nothing good over here.
No, just use that one half. That's good.
Yeah.
I thought his mom was like a big mm-hmm. you know, anti-masker or whatever, and then it turns out that she was just kind of like not paying attention, I think, is what Brandon said or something. Yeah, she's just like kind of clueless. So I'll never forget the first day that Brandon started at the radio station, his mom tweeted something about the end and my baby starts there today or something like that, and boy was that gold for us.
Oh yes,
so awesome, you guys. It was so great.
At least we knew you already, Brandon, right?
Yeah
at least like we were like pulling for you. Like I was like
it's
we wanted you there, so
there's nothing. Mom, if you're listening, I don't mean this personally. I mean this as like a social. Siege says, "What's up?"
Hey, mom, brother. mother, brother.
Guinness World Record for the most people in one family that C just tried to sleep with.
There's nothing cool about your mom being on Twitter, or as it was then, or any of the social medias that you're on, and then like tagging your employer Andrew in the same tweet on your first day, being
absolutely
like, little horsey lad's first day of school, you know. Like,
before he was the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor, he was just a boy.
He was a wee little horsey lad.
As a little pony.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Wow. All right. Well, moving on, and more Guinness time now as I prepare for another sip of my delicious Guinness. I'm going to have to pour another one here soon.
Hell yeah.
Does anyone know how far we are into this podcast? Do we have a time? Does anyone have a time stamp?
Yeah, somewhere.
Because we're about 40 minutes probably?
Yeah, about 40.
50, okay, thank you. Okay, longest distance walked on a catwalk by a model. Oh, what does it say? I can't say.
Ooh, she says hello.
Well, hello.
Yeah,
she should just record her message?
She just says hello. That's it.
She didn't say no or WTF or anything. She like, I think you're in, Siege.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Longest distance walked on a catwalk by a model.
Miles, feet, kilometers. What are we doing?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I'd prefer, I'm not going to say because it gives it away. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the distances. So we might have to do, Brandon might have to do some stoichiometry for us.
Oh,
but
yes.
Oh, all right. 432 average size pumpkins.
Okay, that's about a foot each.
600 blue whales.
God damn it. Brandon, can you calculate, please?
I'll say 30 miles. 30 miles.
My wife.
30 miles, says Sean Gravy Gervin with the tastiest gravy.
Forrest Gump stuff going on here. I'm going to say, like,
leg braces? Or what's going on?
Depends on where they are on the Barnes & Noble spectrum.
Barnes too Noble, thank you.
Barnes too Noble spectrum.
Tell brother I said what's up.
Damn it.
Which one?
Wait, mark it.
Wait, I that's me.
Hi, Brandon.
Oh, man, that sucks for you, Brandon. That's terrible.
Yeah, teacher.
Longest distance walked on a catwalk by a model. 30 miles, says Sean Gravy Gervin with the tastiest gravy.
I'm going to say half a mile.
Half a mile, says Brandon from the laundromat.
three furlongs.
3 furlongs?
Yes.
That's Edward horse Furlong is what we're saying?
Horse racing stoichiometry.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, so he's talking about 660 yards.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is
30 miles, 600 and something yards, and
which
what
is
did Brandon say? 30 feet?
0.375 miles is what.
So a third of a mile.
So 3/8 of a mile. Okay. And
a furlong is literally 1/8 of a mile. Is that what I just learned?
Yeah, pretty much.
If it's 3/8,
right.
There's 3.
I forgot there's 8 furlongs in a mile. Never mind. I should have said that.
Divide the length value by 8. Hey, what did we learn this week? Penis has sweat glands, and a furlong has sweat glands.
This might be our most informative show yet.
A furlong is 1/8 of a mile. So if you ever want to walk half of a track, like a half of a high school track, and tell everybody I just did 1 furlong.
Brandon, what was your guess?
I said half a mile, I think.
Half a mile, 3/8 of a mile, and 30 miles. With 1 point on the board, congratulations to Sean Tastiest Gravy Gervin, the longest distance walked on a catwalk by a model, 125.11 kilometers, or 77.74 miles.
That's not a catwalk.
Ololade Ayelabola of, what's the green, white, green one? Is that Nigeria?
Nigeria.
Yeah, she, I'm trying to.
That's not a catwalk.
Algeria's got a green, white, green, but a thing in the middle.
Yeah, this reminds me of Most Ice Cream Scoops guy, which was not what we thought it was.
It wasn't tallest ice cream. It was just a bunch of crap piled together.
He just did a bunch of like tiny little gelato scoops, all kind of like four per level, and then exactly. Thank you. Except you just got the point. So
Gravy did a jerk off motion, and then Brandon thanked him. Is what I'm to fill in the.
I was trying to lose with a ridiculous answer, like 6 months old, like Gravy. Like,
but guess what? Not so ridiculous now, is it? Yeah.
I got a couple thoughts on this. One, every dress that she wore on this catwalk that she was walking, awful, just awful. Not even like fashion bad, but like.
Wait, so she changed?
Are you just being ethnophobic bad or like
no okay I mean you guys can judge for yourself.
I thought you were gonna say
here she
oh,
is
oh yeah just bad
oh, that
oh
looks,
wow that's
not even like fashion bad, it's like bad
oh
bad.
She just walked back cool. and forth did that's she just like walk a, back and forth on yes, the same catwalk.
This is the I'm throwing a protest.
This is like a 15 year old at a prom idea of fashion, not like Lewis Hamilton being a weirdo at the Grand Prix fashion.
That green sequin one was kind of cool.
Wait a sec.
No, but so it was this, bad, though. The green sequins are pretty because you're high, but like it was like not a good dress.
You know what? That's actually a very good point you make. I didn't even consider that.
You're like, I would like to be covered in green sequins. Like, yeah, obviously.
It's so shiny. I would like to put my face right on it.
Here's the thing. Did you guys also think about the catwalk as one continuously long row that this person was walking on?
Yes. I was like, this is like a giant bridge going to nowhere.
Now, to be fair, I can't hear the audio, so maybe it explains it that like she didn't change and they just showed different clips of her on catwalks or whatever, but I think she changed. I think that was like a whole thing.
Can you reread the question that you asked us about this one? Because
longest distance walked on a catwalk by a model.
Yeah, you're right. So that does not exclude the fact that she just kept walking on the same catwalk like a treadmill. Yeah. Yep, no, we're the dummies.
Yeah, all right. Well, dang it. Sorry, guys.
All right.
I'm doing the ice cream protest.
She
still gets the record no matter how much we protest. So that's like she still has a certificate. We just have a podcast with 9 people listening, half of which are in Brandon's family, apparently. I guess the rest are in Florida.
What's up, brothers?
Moving on to the animal kingdom, the most basketball slam dunks in 1 minute.
Air Bud.
By a dog.
Whoa! Did I get it without even listening?
I'll grant Siege half a point. Okay, for saying Air Bud. I should actually be like probably keeping some sort of score here.
Is it like what breed of dog?
Gravy.
Or do we have to guess the dog's name?
No, it's 1-1. It's Siege is winning 1.5 to 1-0.
I never win.
Most dunks.
There's still time. They'll still win. Don't worry.
Most dunks in a minute by a dog.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, it is a basketball hoop for toddlers. So yeah. It's maybe 2 feet off the ground. And the dog is not using regulation size basketballs, obviously. Oh. It is a mouth basketball. And it appears to be some sort of Australian Shepherd or some other annoying dog like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's so minute. Proud of himself.
26.
Well, I feel like that's
in a minute.
Yeah,
in a minute.
If it's mouth, it's a mouth ball.
There and dunking it. Or does he have to run back and get it?
He's putting his paws on the hoop to accomplish this. Mm.
Oh, this is okay. This.
It's not great.
He's so talented.
17.
What did you say, Gravy? 26. 17 says Brandon 17. From the laundromat.
4.
I feel like 17's low.
4. I mean, you gotta say 1 if you're gonna say 4. Come on. God
one.
Damn it.
$1.
No, you said 4. It's fine. All right. Congratulations to... No. Oops. Hold on. Congratulations to Brandon from the laundromat. Most slam dunks. Most basketball slam dunks in 1 minute by a dog. 22 by Leonard Ooh. Lee Hanula of America, obviously.
Wait. Is that the owner's name or the dog has a middle name?
I don't know. I assume it's a woman working with the dog. I'll show you the video of it now of...
I was going to say, if that's the dog's full name,
that's
he's got
dog.
Like...
I don't know why he's balancing a book on his face, but that's the dog, and then where's the lady?
How do you dunk with a book on your face, you idiot?
What an idiot, stupid-ass dog. There's the lady. They're at the library for some reason.
I think this lady's just torturing her dog.
Yeah, don't read and do sports. Oh, no, she's not torturing him. She gets to make out with him.
Oh, that's her goal.
Somebody should tell Enum Claw Brother.
AKA teacher brother.
AKA teacher brother. Yeah.
Uh oh. It's starting again. Brandon froze up for a second. I'm next, that means. All right. Well, that's not good. All right. Where are we at time wise? Gravy, you got any idea?
50.
55, probably 57.
Something like
right
that.
Around 52.
52. Oh, okay, great. All right, well, we got it is hold on.
Editing out the part where you dropped out for a while?
No, you guys were talking about weird stuff. It'll be funny, I think. I don't know, because I wasn't there. But maybe. I heard you guys talking at first that I wasn't there because I still had buffer, you know? And then, but I was like, I'm here, guys! And I was frozen, evidently. And then you were like, you kept going. And then I dropped out and came back.
Watch it recorded you screaming, I'm here, guys! And we're just talking about you. that's what it's like when you die!
Wait, am I going
to... If you're a ghost...
Yeah?
If you're a ghost, you're screaming, I'm here, guys. And we're just talking
weird
about you.
And you're like, no, I did normal nipples.
He's got the tastiest nipples.
I now have a new contender for a name for this. Normal nipples is a pretty good name for an episode.
Do normal nipples have sweat glands?
What was it? Penis sweat glands. That's another episode name.
Penis glands.
The penis has sweat glands.
Yeah, that's
not delicious gravy. I'm not going with delicious.
Celebratory gravy.
Celebratory gravy.
I got to remember to change your name to the tastiest gravy. That's right. I'm gonna do that right now. Yeah.
All right, we're all tied up.
No,
I'm 1.5.
No, take his half point away. We all knew it was a dog.
Yeah, I didn't even finish saying it. I didn't even address. I just said an animal kingdom, and he said, Air Bud!
We all knew it was a dog.
I can see him in the future.
No, that's not it either, just to be clear.
Oh.
Sean, hold on. Tasty
I knew when
gravy.
Greg was dead.
Okay, there we go.
Celebratory.
I've updated next. No, but I changed it for next week. It's going to be tasty gravy. That's what's going to be.
Are we going to let...
Celebratory gravy.
Are we going to let... the Guinness Times special episode for St. Patrick's Day end because somebody has half a point from guessing that the animal who played the most basketball was a dog?
Possibly.
Yeah, but I also discovered that the dog has a middle name like a serial killer.
You didn't discover that at all. Oh. I said that part.
We all discovered it at the same time.
Well, I figured out it was the dog and not the... lady.
Here's the other thing. The one point that he has in addition to his half point is for saying 6 months for the person who discovered the youngest person to do fusion.
Gravy said 30 miles.
And he won. He got that point.
He wasn't even close. Like, it was like, he still got it. Right, Siege, real quick, play the Guinness Time music for me again, please.
Okay.
Ah, delicious Guinness.
I have a whole nother one.
Nipples have sweat glands.
Oh. Just make that the title. Nipples have sweat glands. Just isolate that. As I'm pouring this, Steve is laughing because he doesn't know what's going on.
a long time ago, before Nerd Talk became the four
podcast.
Gregor and I talked about the future of this show, and one of them was just like pick any topic.
Centaurs.
And then, yeah, like centaurs. Like that was our like. What was that? That was like our running the like, let's just pick something random and then like just talk about that and like that learn about that for as much as possible. I feel like nipples is an example of something that like I went to like one in the pre what do you call it? Like before you have a baby, you go to the classes with the wife and the doula
prenatal
classes. And the episode
podcast.
the podcast that they did about breastfeeding. I was like the whole time I was just like like mind blown. I learned so much, but not a lot about nipples. So I feel like if we want to do an entire nipple cast,
we could talk about Paul Hogan.
I guess we kind of already have done this. Okay, all right, we're done.
Yeah, we moved from talking about wieners a lot. I mean, we still do, but until nipples became a thing. So that's fun. Anyway.
Yeah, it was really cool when they invented nipples.
Okay, well, let's. Here's one that I think we can all relate to.
Uh oh.
Saddest man.
It's a four-way tie. Point for Gerg. Okay, it's all tied up now.
All to play for.
Most strawberries eaten in 1 minute. We're going to do it by weight as opposed to number of berries because that can vary so much. We got the berry, so we got to figure out by weight. I'm so bad at like what. One time, Michael Moxie, the morning show host at 107.9 The Edge in Albuquerque, was like, I called the station to request Silverchair, probably, and he was like, you want to be part of a game on the air? And it was like, okay, and so it was me and one other caller, and he was like, how much does the can of salsa weigh? And the lady was like, 9,000 grams, and I was like, I don't know anything, 5 grams. And the guy was so disappointed in both of us. He was like, okay, you win because it's 400 grams or whatever. But like 9,000, what are you thinking? And 5, did you guys not go to science ever? And I was like, well, I'm 16. I have a car. So when it comes down to amount of strawberries eaten, we've seen this lady before, too. I think she's won before. I don't know.
One average-sized pumpkin.
It's not the breast milk lady. Oh. She is from Great Britain, so yeah.
Alyssa Ogletree, shout out to you.
Most
Alyssa.
Strawberries eaten in 1 minute. You can give me grams or ounces.
It's like right there.
It's right there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's like my favorite record out of all of them.
Clearly, you remember her name.
Yeah. She's
if there was a Mount Rushmore for the show, Siege would put her boob on it.
She's a boob celebrity.
Anyway,
that's the Guinness bodily record.
I'm going to say 20 ounces.
20 ounces. That's a pound and 4 ounces of strawberries.
10
in
ounces.
In 1 minute.
Shoot, that is a lot, isn't it?
In 1 minute? Hold on a
second. No, I feel like that's reasonable. I don't think you're outrageous. I don't think that's outrageous.
I mean, it is the world record, but as we know, people will set these records like the first Capri Sun guy.
No, Siege. Siege. You can't Google what a strawberry weighs.
No, that's not what I was asking. I said the size of one average pumpkin.
Oh, I said so, Cuban.
No, he's I was trying to give it to do us stoichiometry of an average pumpkin. So 10 and 20 pounds? Okay, 15 pounds.
Okay, so wait. Hold on, let me understand this. We have 20 ounces, pretty reasonable. We have 10 ounces, is that what Gravy said?
Yeah, I feel like Gravy's got this one.
And then 20 pounds.
15. I'm going to take one. Split the middle.
15 pounds of strawberries in 1 minute.
Two-thirds of one pump. He wants two-thirds of one pumpkin of strawberries.
Yes. In a minute.
In a minute.
Well, no one's going to be surprised by this, but congratulations. Most strawberries eaten in 1 minute, 313 grams or 11.04 ounces.
Yeah.
Goes to Sean, Tasty Gravy Gervin.
Yeah.
What? He uses his Google. You know he does.
I think he uses his brain on this, to be honest with you. I think he just like thinks for a minute.
Is he the only one on this podcast who does that? That's not fair.
I keep putting scotch in and it doesn't stop it.
We should how does it work on the rest of your life? Like, not at all. So,
couple of beers.
Once you get back. Once you get past that line, then you start getting friends texting everybody being like, is he okay?
Try a little bump.
All right. Well, fastest time to scuba dive in all seven continents.
What?
I love this one.
Oh, Brandon loves it.
Yeah.
Now think about it.
11 days.
Friends. You can do, Gravy does not want to think about it. 11 days, says Gravy.
Because
think about it.
Brain.
If you're in Turkey, whatever water is there, you can scuba dive in both Asia and Europe in minutes.
Yeah.
Because there's the border there.
Like, and Africa almost.
You can get
to Africa.
Yeah.
Is it Africa and Europe? Or Africa and Asia?
Asia and Europe.
You still have to do Antarctica and Australia.
Wait, we're talking about traveling too? I was going to say you could just like put the little thing in your mouth and dip underwater, and that counts as scuba diving. So it would be like 7 seconds.
Does it? Or is that just snorkeling?
7 seconds.
I mean, if you dive, I don't think there's a limit on how far. 7 seconds for all seven. No, but you have to like. If I start. Let me.
Traveling
this
time counts?
Yeah, if you started today, how long would it take you to, you know, like.
Get to all seven continents with scuba gear and scuba dive. Hey, Gravy Navy, when you are in the, you of all people should know this, what qualifies a scuba dive?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. You have to go under.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. And breathe at least past one atmosphere, so 33 feet.
That was way more technical of an answer than I was expecting.
What did we learn this week, everybody? I think this is the most educational episode yet.
A nerd.
Yeah, I also was a diver, so yeah.
Yeah. Also, he served our country in the Navy, so he like learned these things. Yeah. So 11 somethings is what Gravy said. Brandon, Siege says 7 seconds, because of course. And then Brandon?
I'm going to say 17 days.
Mm. 17 days. Mm. The fastest time to scuba dive in all seven continents, 19 days. 19 hours and 40 minutes by Barrington Scott of the United States of America. Congratulations to Brandon. We now have a three-way tie.
Siege literally said 7 pumpkins.
We have Gravy 1 or 2, Brandon 2, and Siege 1.5. Siege, I think you could still win it. We're going to do one more.
I can do this. This is for all the money. I'm going to fail like the Sounders.
I want to find a good one. Oh, did the Sounders fail out today?
Yeah.
Did
4-1?
Did Paul Nipples end up getting his ACL torn? Is that what I heard?
Not sure. Not sure yet.
Okay. Wow. Wow. I don't know. This seems like a good one. It's unfair though because I don't think Siege has had a haircut ever. But oldest barber, female, Lori.
Oh, I like that.
That's funny. I always tease her because she's 51 weeks older than me, and so like for 51 weeks of the year, I'm like, God, you're so gross.
I used to do that too. Everybody I've ever married has been older than me.
they're like immature men. That's how it comes in.
Yeah.
Oldest barber, female.
I used to go to.
I'm gonna need some specificity here too. I want years and days both.
Years and days?
So like I'm 45 years and 60 days old, approximately.
106 years and 30 days.
Wow. Specific.
Wow.
That's what you asked for.
I know. Brandon?
I'm going to say 83 years old.
Yeah.
With...
I've already forgotten... what's his name?
He said 106 and something. He said 106 and something and 30. I'm going to say 83 and 62 days.
Okay.
94 and 7 hours, 32 minutes.
All right, great. Thank you for that. Oldest non-Lori Barber, female. Her name is Shitsui.
Yes!
S-H-I-T-S-U-I. Shitsui.
Shitsui.
I mean, she wins.
I don't know what's so funny.
She does just, win.
Hakiyoshi, born on November 10th, 1916, who is 108 years and 115 days
no
old.
Way.
Congratulations.
Wait,
no.
Sean Gravy Gervin, winner bowl. Of this week's Guinness Time.
Bowl. Who's she cutting? She's still putting a bowl on people's head and cutting around them.
Winner of this she's week's just Guinness Time.
Give me a high tape fade.
Get play the music.
Winner. This week's Guinness Time.
She's just doing this. She's just doing the sickest fades on. Yeah.
Her TikTok channel's off the hook, dude.
I want hammer stripes.
How do you hammer say, stripes? How do you say "line me up" in Japanese?
Hello, ladybug. My dog is here.
Ladybug knows.
Ladybug's ready for dinner, so I guess that must be the end of this. All right, well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. This has been quite the experience. Congratulations to Sean Tasty Gravy Gervin for the big win in Guinness Time. And now it's time for What Do We Learn This Week? After all, this is a very heady show. Sean Gravy Gervin.
It was super informative. It really was. We learned about all the stuff we learned about this week.
Real quick, Siege, not gravy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, introducing Sean Gravy Gervin, and he's like, I'm going to talk now. This seems like my chance.
You know what, though? I feel like something we learned this week, we're all winners. Good. We're all winners.
The mushrooms not the Seattle Sounders FC.
Yeah. I learned what mushrooms do.
If you didn't learn the last time he did this, then it's on you.
I don't think I was on the show.
No,
remember?
You weren't.
Oh, you did better. I was left to figure out how to navigate that on my own.
Man, because he really wants to be part of it so much, Siege is going to be checking his mail for a special delivery of celebratory gravy.
Aww, thank you.
I hope you mail him some jizz. That'd be so fun.
Dehydrated.
Brandon's going to test the limits of his penis sweat glands in the hot tub tonight.
Nice.
That's very good.
And Greg is going full ginger in honor of St. Patrick's Day here. And going...
And, hold on, not just St. Patrick's Day, but also Sam Darnold joining the Seattle Seahawks. I don't know anything about his football ability, but I know he's a ginger beard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to go full racist against his fellow whites.
Ah, yeah, you guys are...
A guilty as charged.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.